Hello, my name is Michael Kowal, and welcome to my podcast. The MK Illusion, what this podcast is called, we really discuss a variety of topics. Nothing is really on topic in this podcast, which I quite like about it, because it gives a perspective for a few things. So what we'll be doing in this episode, or covering, is Adobe. So for you guys that don't know, Adobe is a industry-leading company who focuses on graphic design and like video editing products. They're most known for Premiere Pro and Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop. And those have all the separate meanings, which I can get into a bit later. But my main complaint right now, and that's what we're going to be covering, is my complaints about Adobe. Adobe has a few very, very, very big issues that not many people talk about. And so one of the things I hate about it is I use it for work on a daily basis to make menus and to make a bunch of different other things, like for digital signage. And what happens is after I make a change and I try to save a file at times, it just doesn't save. It gives me an error. And the only way to fix it is either A, through an update, or B, to redo the recopy the file, which makes you get to redo the whole thing. And I know software's not perfect, but when you're paying $50 a month for the entire creative suite, and that's the type of stuff you're getting, it's really hard, because not only do you lose a lot of money, but sometimes your client does too if you have to redo the work and you have to bill them for it. And then another annoying issue is Adobe's pop-ups. Adobe, they want to tell you about all their new and fancy tools, and I don't mind it at times, but when I'm trying to select multiple things and you suggest your generative AI, that's a bit annoying, especially when I have to click it, which then deselects everything I was selecting. And speaking of their generative AI in a sense, it's gimmicky. Yeah, it can be nice at times. Usually, it's not really responsive. And like, sometimes you don't even get a accurate with what you really, really wanted. And like, I'm talking mostly for illustrators, and actually most of this rant is about Adobe Illustrator. And I'm not sure, I know they just released in their new update generative AI for their Premiere Pro for video editing, which I'm hoping to check out. But with the generative AI, it uses more horsepower, and Adobe hasn't bothered to switch to a multi-core approach to the program, which allows it to use multiple CPU cores. It would be a lot of work, but for $50 a month, it would help out so many people. It'd make the program a lot faster, a lot more responsive. It could maybe iron out some bugs as well, but Adobe hasn't done it because people still end up paying for it. Another thing with that $50 a month is, that's quite expensive, because back in before Adobe adopted their subscription model that is now, you would buy the software for about $3,000, and then after a while, you just like you'd own it. You like it could last until how like it would last until your computer wouldn't run it, or everything died and you lost your image. But now it's gone to the subscription model where if you're managing a large company and you have 5 editors, if you spend the $15,000 or so on the Adobe suite and it lasts like forever, you're going to be saving a lot more money. And then another big change is when they remove Pantone colors. Pantone and Adobe, for those who don't know, Pantone is a coloring scheme. So like, let's say you want to make a product. No screen has a perfect color accuracy, especially for different materials. So Pantone shows you what that color looks like on different products. And that is a very nice feature. But then them and Adobe got into this whole argument. And now you have to pay for Pantone's own subscription as well. So that's another $15. So if people had bought before the Pantone merge, you'd still have access to Pantone in their color books. So that's another really, really annoying thing that Adobe has. And then talking about their subscription methods, like you can't really just get one software and like, it just, if Adobe goes down and their licensing services goes down, you're screwed. I've been in that situation where you're trying to do something and Adobe's down and there's nothing you can do. And when your clients are on a rush, but there's no option. People, and Adobe wonders why people pirate their products. And the main reason is that they are charged a lot of money. They're not stable at times. And they just, it's really, they're not being very good to their customers, which is not, it's main reason people don't like Adobe. And then last but not least, like, as I going back to being unresponsive and crashing, like, I know every program does it, but you should, like, this is industry leading software. How have they not managed to figure out how to make it run smoother on either worse machines or even good machines? Because if it starts going unresponsive while you're trying to save a file, that's really, really, really annoying. And that's happened to me quite a bit of times. And like, I've been told from someone who used to use Adobe on a Mac, where everybody says it's more stable, they experience the same issues. It's just, we all put up with it. And yeah. So thank you guys for listening to the MK Delusion. I am Michael Kowal, and I'll see you back next episode.